أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at exiled corner, or naughty corner as I call it. And we have these seven traits in essence that stop us from reaching our full potential and are really important that we understand them. And today we will look at the last of them. And this is Suratul Lahab, which is Surah number 111. Also known as Al-Masad, which is a twisted rope made out of palm fiber. The surah is an admonition from divinity that oppressive actions like those of Abu Lahab and his wife will not bear any fruit. And it focuses on the personalities of these two individuals. Abu Lahab's name was actually Abdul Uzza. His wife was called Urwa, she had the title of Jamila. Abdul Uzza literally means servant of Uzza. This was the name of the Quraysh's main female idol. Just like in Surah An-Nas, we have Rab, Allah and Malik. The Quraysh had three female idols, Lat, Uzza and Manat, to fill these three positions. So in contrast, we have the Prophet's name as Abdullah, the servant of Allah, whilst we have his uncle Abdul Uzza, the servant of Uzza. In any case, he was also known as Abu Lahab, father of flames, because he allegedly had this red hue and he stood out in his colour. He was very good looking. He was politically powerful, but he was a coward. He was the son of Abdul Muttalib. His wife Urwa, or Jamila, was Abu Sufyan's sister. She also was pretty and politically powerful. In fact, she was in charge of Darun Nadwa. She used to wear an expensive red necklace to show her status and used to boast that she would gladly give this up to destroy the Prophet. So in essence, they were the power couple of Mecca. When the Prophet ﷺ was born, Abu Lahab, who was his uncle, freed a slave for the love of his brother, Abdullah, who had died before the Prophet was born. However, the animosity started when the Prophet was given the order to warn the near ones, وَانْذِرْ أَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and he declared to his relations that there was one God and he, Muhammad, was the Prophet of God. Abu Lahab became his staunch enemy. He had a fiery, sharp tongue. When the Prophet's son died, it was he who danced and screamed in the streets, Batara Muhammad. Muhammad has no progeny. Allah gives his wife the title Hammalat al-Hatab, the carrier of wood, which was a title given to slaves who used to carry firewood. And this was because she used to put thorns in the path of the Prophet and incite hatred against him. Abu Lahab had two sons, Utbah and Utaybah, and they were married to Ruqayyah and Kulthum. These were the daughters of Hala, the sister of Sayyidah Khadija. Sayyidah Khadija brought these two girls up. In his hatred of the Prophet, he ordered his sons to divorce their wives when the Prophet declared his risala. So with that background in mind, let's look at the surah, which is an example of he who deemed himself independent of divinity as a result of his wealth and power. So Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. Tabba means to be lost, to lose, to perish, or to be destroyed. He would raise his hands and tell the Prophet, may you be destroyed, and he used to use the word tab. He once raised a large stone to throw at the Prophet, but his hands froze. And the ayah refers to the raising of his hands to throw the stone. In essence, it refers to the fact that whatever his hands did, whatever his actions were, they would be at a loss. The repetition of the word tab in the surah is an indication of guaranteed destruction. And he had set the stage for his own destruction. It is said that he died a slow and painful death, where even his family and slaves kept away from him, fearing they would catch his illness. He died a week after the Battle of Badr, and his body smelt so badly that no one would bury him. Let's continue, for Allah says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. His wealth and what he gains will be of no use. When Abu Lahab was warned against the fire of Jahannam, he said he would buy Jahannam with his wealth and escape it. This ayah says that nothing will be of use to him. The word kasab
also includes children. All external pillars like wealth and power and social standing, which Abu Lahab used to fight the Prophet, and which we as human beings deem as self-sufficiency, prove to be imaginary. For Abu Lahab achieved nothing. And here the Quran is explicit in telling us that we will never be independent of divinity. And then Allah says, Sayasla naran dhata lahab. Soon shall he burn in the flaming fire. As I mentioned before, lahab was used as an attribute for him, the redness of his skin, which was looked upon as good looking. Allah uses this same word for the fire which he created, in which he will be thrown into, to recompense for his oppressive actions. And using the same word for his nickname and the blazing fire shows a relationship between his punishment and what he did during his life. He would reap the harvest of what he had sown. So in essence, for all of us, if we make trouble for others by inflicting injustice or oppression or torture or corruption, and perceiving that our wealth and our power will redeem us, we'll naturally have the same destiny as Abu Lahab. Then Allah says, وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ, and his wife, the carrier of wood. Now there are those who start a fire, as in starting trouble, and there are those who help it flourish by providing the necessary firewood and fuels. So Abu Lahab's wife, Urwa or Jawila, inflamed the friction, egging her husband on. He stirred the pot, she added the fuel. She used to incite people by carrying tales from one place to the other, gossiping. So throwing physical thorns in the path of the Prophet, and internal thorns as well. And finally, fi jidiha hablum mim masad. Around her neck is a rope of palm fiber. The twisted rope around her neck implies that she was strangling her soul with the rope of her own making. It is said that she had a rough, harsh, and vicious nature. So, in essence, Abu Lahab's enmity and Jamila's jealousy ultimately destroyed both of them. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to keep away from such practices and always be attached to Rabbul Alameen. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.